Welcome once again to TAG Talks from the Atchison Group, TAG. I'm your host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with Director of Food Safety, Christopher Snabs, about economically motivated adulteration of food. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
Good, good. So economically motivated adulteration, even the name sounds like it's not a good thing. So can you explain exactly what it is?
Sure. That's when an individual or a company were to take a product and do some substitution in order to increase profit. A lot of times people refer to this as food fraud. Some examples of the most fraudulent foods on the market is olive oil is thinned out with a cheaper oil. Other examples are milk, coffee, tea, spices, various spices such as saffron. Many times substitutions are put in their place and they're called the product when really they've been either diluted or substituted or even counterfeited. That's done for economically motivated reasons. That's an example of EMAs.
Okay. So, you know, I'm quite sure manufacturers and retailers really do want to provide consumers with the quality they're paying for, not something that's substandard. But is it really just a quality issue, or are there other issues that the industry and consumers need to be aware?
So that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. Under FSMA, as far as the FDA is concerned, we worry about EMAs that are of a safety issue. We're not saying that quality is not important. Quality is very important. However, the FDA is very adamant that when you do your hazard analysis for your food safety plan, that you consider EMAs of your ingredients that are a potential of food safety issue. And these are historically known issues. And I can give you some examples. Late in 2014, there was incidents where cumin was thinned out with almond shells and peanut shells. And the shells and the husks were very easy or inexpensive or no cost at all for the manufacturer to grind up and put in with the spice cumin. Cumin went on the market and led to a gigantic recall. Hundreds of products, 700 products, I believe. A lot of people became ill and had allergic reactions to that spice, unbeknownst to them, because they didn't know that those peanut and almond proteins were in the spice cumin. That's an EMA. That's a food safety issue. And we've had other instances as well of EMAs in the market. We had instances that go way back, such as the early 1980s, Spain had an instance where olive oil was tainted with rapeseed oil. And that led to a very large event where thousands of people were sickened. There's other instances that go way back as far as Greek and Roman times, where different types of food were substituted with other ingredients, not necessarily for economic reasons, but for military reasons. Honey, for example, was substituted with a pollen that was taken from rhododendron flowers, which caused hallucinogenic effects. And so the warriors put out pots of honey for the enemies, and as the enemies became hallucinogenic, they attacked. So there's lots of EMA types issues that go way back in time. And it's nothing new. Everybody wants to make a pretty penny in the cheapest way they can do it. Manufacturers would have to worry about those that are safety known, historically known. And they're very easy to find that out. The internet's a wonderful source of information. And there are companies that can actually do those background checks for you.
So, you know, that's a few tips right there, but what else can a food facility do to really guard against EMA, and how does TAG help?
So the best thing to do is make sure you have a very strong, robust supplier approval program. And TAG can always help you with that to vet out your suppliers and make sure that they are providing you with the ingredients that you're saying that you are agreed to purchase from them. TAG can help you with your hazard analysis to make sure you're not overlooking a potential EMA or any hazard for that matter. We have a lot of experience, a lot of subject matter experts on our team, where that's our specialty, is helping with hazard analysis. The hazard analysis, just a quick recap, is the core of any food safety plan. So the more robust your hazard analysis is, the easier your food safety plan will be. And TAG has many, many years of experience in helping companies with such a program.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's given us some food for thought here, so to speak. And thank you, viewers. We hope that you have gained some insights into economically motivated adulteration and what you can do to help guard against it and how TAG can help. Be sure to give us a call if you need further assistance. And don't forget to check out TAG's full line of TAG Talks videos on YouTube. And be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you.
Thank you.